This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says in his words, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the U.S. by early next year. He made the prediction during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. Protests over the death of George Floyd continuing last night in many U.S. cities despite curfews. Many people were out past curfew in New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and Denver. But there were fewer incidents of violence and criminal activity than had been seen on previous nights. In Maryland's capital of Annapolis, the police chief from nearby Howard County and several officers joined a march calling for an end to police brutality.
These types of incidents embarrass our profession, and we want to show them that we support them in their legal ability to be out and to protest.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The tanker truck driver who drove onto an interstate bridge in Minneapolis, narrowly missing running down dozens of protesters over the weekend, has been released from jail as prosecutors continue to investigate whether he should be charged. 35-year-old Bogdan Verchurko of Otsego, Minnesota, was jailed on Sunday on suspicion of assault and stayed behind bars until midday yesterday in connection with his empty fuel tanker careening through that crowd which was protesting the death of George Floyd. Prosecutors had until noon yesterday to hold him without charges before they had to release him pending further investigation. Tropical storm Cristobal has strengthened as it moves from the Gulf closer to the Mexican coast. Forecasters say it could continue to gain strength as it approaches the northern Gulf coast this weekend with heavy rains and gusty winds. It's the earliest named storm on record in the Atlantic Basin, beating Tropical Storm Colin, which had formed on June 5th in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Joe Biden was the big winner on primary day in several states yesterday, the Democratic presidential candidate sweeping 7 of them in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. The victory is pushing Biden closer to becoming the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The 77-year-old former VP is now only about 100 delegates short of automatically getting the nomination as primaries next week in Georgia and West Virginia are expected to put him over the top. Meanwhile, there are many projections that Iowa Congressman Steve King has been defeated in his Republican primary race. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson laying into President Trump yesterday. The 90-year-old host of the 700 Club was panning the president's vow to use military troops to put down protests. And speaking of governors as jerks, Robertson has long supported Trump, but on yesterday's 700 Club broadcast, he said, quote, "You just don't do that, Mr. President." The Senate Judiciary Committee is moving to take up the death of George Floyd later this month. Chairman Lindsey Graham saying that June 16th is the date the committee is considering for a hearing. Graham also talking about protesters fighting for a change, saying he understands it. And for the second year in a row, Tijuana, Mexico is the most violent city in the world. The city just over the border from San Diego has the world's highest murder rate as of last year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything that you need to be in the flow of the know. The second best thing, of course, is listening to James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst who is with us right now. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, we talked on your show about potential cures for COVID-19, and now it looks like, doctors are excited because we found a new, very promising cure called violent riots. There's no more talk about coronavirus. It's off the air,
right.
And tens of thousands of people are gathering, and gosh, they're not social distancing. Some of them wear masks,
right?
But we should have like major spikes and breakouts.
This is what many, health, advisors are warning of, is that we have totally thrown it all to the wind for the sake of, protesting and, of course, rioting and burning buildings down and all that. I liked what your line, what you tweeted out. Tell our audience.
No, yeah, I can go work out at a gym and they'll arrest me. But if I burn that same gym down, at least on CNN, they'll applaud me. Because isn't it amazing that CNN and MSNBC and the Democrat Party really hold up this organization that now the president is calling rightly a domestic terrorist organization, Antifa,
mm-hmm.
whose members are seen out there, because obviously this is not spontaneous. If anyone believes it's spontaneous, they have to be the most naive Pollyannas out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is planned in my neck of the woods in Southern California. Yesterday in Santa Monica, there were pallets of bricks strategically placed in areas.
Yeah, like where did they come? Where did the bricks come from? I mean, all of a sudden the Egyptians came to town and dropped off a bunch of bricks. What's going on?
Yeah, and there were supplies, food and water strategically placed. And obviously these groups are using the social media. And groups like Black Lives Matter, BLM,
mm-hmm.
is started by self-described Marxists.
Exactly.
They do not subscribe to the American way of life.
How much of George Soros' money is behind all this? Do we have any idea, James?
Well, we know for sure that there is a lot of money that had to organize and pay for this. We know for sure that in the past, Soros-funded groups were giving money to Antifa. They were giving money to, remember, Occupy Wall Street, which is
exactly
the grandparent of Antifa. And we also know that George Soros' money was used as a strategic campaign to undermine the rule of law in this way, to fund candidates for prosecution offices across this country, where we have now district attorneys who do not prosecute because of George Soros.
Right.
And so, and we also know that these Soros-funded campaigns have yielded us with soy boy governors like the governor of Minneapolis, who, in an unbelievable act, had the police department vacate a police station
right.
to allow it to be destroyed, to be burned down.
Like as if they deserve to have this deal. I mean, this is like the mayor of Baltimore again, Deja Vu, James, who said told all the police officers to stand down because it was like their right to burn up their city. And how are they doing now that they've destroyed their city and burnt all those businesses? And here we are, you know, as if we're not dealing with enough already with COVID-19, with the loss of jobs and the additional money, the people's money that have been used to help people so that they can survive through this. Now, all of a sudden, we let these troublemakers come to town and burn up our buildings and, you know, businesses that are trying to get back open again who have, you know, maybe by the hair on their chinny chin. Chins are trying to hold their businesses together so that they can again get back on their feet, and they're seeing their businesses burnt down, the wife of an owner beat, all kinds of what have you. I mean, these kind of incidents, I mean, this is total radical, and it's terrorism, it's anarchy, it's lawlessness, and it's unacceptable in today's America.
It is totally unacceptable, and I want to get back to the what you mentioned about telling police to stand down, because everywhere that we've had these riots, almost everywhere, the police have been told to stand down. They've been restrained. They have not been allowed to do their job. The New York Times praises the NYPD for their, quote, discipline, close quote, which is lack of police work. Not their fault for the rank and file, but it's the mayor's fault, de Blasio. And it's the mayor of Minneapolis, small fry. And on we go. And it's the governor of California who says he's going to send out the National Guard. It takes 3 freaking days to do it,
mm-hmm.
and he sends 1,000 guardsmen, 1,000 to a city like Los Angeles that sports 20,000 police personnel, and it was when you have the police vehicles being destroyed on camera so everyone can see it, we have to understand that a message is being sent to the community, to the people that we have seen
mm-hmm.
summarily destroy small businesses to break their windows and steal their goods. The message is that we, the United States of America, has surrendered to you. The police station represents the symbol of law and order.
Exactly.
If a mayor allows that to be surrendered, that's like surrendering the Alamo.
Exactly. Well, look what happened on Friday, James. They had to put the president in a bunker. This is how threatening it became. And then, of course, what was it, yesterday or last night, they defaced the Lincoln Memorial and the National Mall, the World War II Memorial. I mean, they all just about burnt down the iconic St. John's Church there in D.C.
It's shameful, but it is, in fact, the result of voting in Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Every single city that has large populations in this country are now run by some sort of radical Democrat regime. And they're completely ruled with the idiocy of the far left and the programs of the far left. And we see them when their representatives talk to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor de Blasio is perhaps the quintessential example of that kind of idiocy.
Exactly.
Keith Ellison, the attorney general in Minnesota, he's holding up
you know, in a sense, summarily endorsing Antifa. He's got the Antifa handbook, and he's holding it up with all kinds of... Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the Attorney General, and then somehow he wants to tell you when he's on TV that, you know, he's for the higher calling. Higher calling of what?
Yeah, no, I mean, what's happened in the state of Minnesota is just shameful. And then you have, you know, the governor's daughter and Ilhan Omar's daughter tweeting out information.
Right.
Antifa rioters.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll pick it up from there, James. We got to go to quick break. We got more from James Herson after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fault. The fight, the fight, your goal.
Fresh
Nation Independent. We are Bill Martinez here with James Hurston, the one and only best-selling author, media and legal analyst, and he's here with us right now. James, you were mentioning before we went to break, the daughters of officials, they were like doing some logistic work for these Antifa groups. I mean, trying to get provisions for them. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, tweeting out some logistics, and then, of course, de Blasio's daughter basically out there with the rioters, the mayor's own family out there with the rioters. And you mentioned Keith Ellison having the manifesto of Antifa. In their writings, they discuss infiltrating organizations like Black Lives Matter. That's part of their plans. They talk about planning things long range and keeping it a secret until they come out. They talk about agent provocateurs. And we saw them all over the country. We saw these people dressed in black. They were the ones that get in the front and start breaking windows, weakening fences. Mm-hmm. Very, very well tooled and very well equipped, and not like some sort of spontaneous protester. Mm-hmm. And we saw the way the rioters, you mentioned logistics, the way they moved from one thing to another. Now, what happened yesterday in Southern California was they took it to the wealthiest retail areas in the world. Rodeo Drive on Beverly Hills, the Beverly Center, parts of Santa Monica, and on video, Americans watched as criminals broke windows, ran into shops, ran out with designer purses, designer dresses, mm-hmm. ran down the street. And this is supposed to be in the name of the tragedy that occurred to George Floyd. And they're just using it as pretext. These thugs are using it as a pretext to get into petty thievery.
Exactly.
Antifa, which is more dangerous, is using it to stage an insurrection against the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at it with clear eyes. Calling them domestic terrorists is correct because they do not seek to exercise free speech.
No, we're talking total abandonment of the U.S. Constitution. James, you mentioned broken windows here a couple of times, and you know Richard Fowler, who is on with some regularity on Fox, said something that I had to take exception to, and I bring it out now. Was he's really upset about the broken windows policy, like that needed to stop, and it put a lot of undue pressure. He said unfair pressure. I'm interpreting for the black community. But the fact of the matter is according to the data and science, which seems to be so important these days, it was pretty effective under Mayor Giuliani, that said, look, if we take care of the small things, then the big things will take care of themselves. That's what the broken windows policy was all about. This is why Joe Biden and others supported that, and why they're getting bit on the back end, because now all of a sudden they want to re-adjudicate that with this kind of modern thinking that Richard Fowler wants to introduce. And I say, look at the broken windows issue. Think about what it tried to do, what it was all about in terms of managing the small things. Those small things should have been handled at the local community level, where the leaders of that community came together and said, look at, we're guilty. We got this broken window stuff, and we're letting these broken windows out there, and it's telling the kids, it's okay, just keep breaking windows, because there's no accountability until all of a sudden the New York Police Department came in and said, no, there is going to be accountability. You break a window, you're going to pay the consequences, and welcome to the system. Sadly, I mean, and it was a harsh reality for some of these young men, and Richard Fowler wants to condemn it on its face. Now I'm saying, wait a minute, before you do that, you need to think about what statements you're making, that it's okay, that it's okay if your neighborhood looks like a shanty town, that you have no personal pride of ownership, no skin in the game, and then you want to complain that there's never enough. And what it reminded me of, James, if I can, you know, go on for just a little bit more here, was I think maybe it was about 8-10 years ago, John Stossel did this incredible presentation comparing these two Indian reservations. You and I may have talked about this before. The one Indian reservation was given billions, I think $80 billion, something, some astronomical number, to help them out, and was going to be, that was going to be the big help for them, you know. And they accepted the money, and you go to that reservation today, and it is a hellhole $80 billion later. We're talking alcoholism. We're talking home ownership down to, you know, it's a disaster. Unemployment, double-digit unemployment, a pick and mess. Now, the other reservation told the government, go pound sand. We don't want your money. We'll do this ourselves. You go there, and it's like you're going into Irvine, California, Jane. Planned communities, pride of ownership. I mean, you know, unemployment, single digits, divorces, you know, comparatively low to the other reservation that accepted the money. To me, that's a classic empirical evidentiary story to tell against government intervention. We've continued to pour money into the problem, and what do we get? We just get a bigger and bigger problem.
Oh, it definitely, and we get bigger and bigger government, and we get more and more bureaucracy, but
and no responsibility. Nobody has skin in the game, and so let's not worry about broken windows because, oh, it puts kids into the system. No, we need to elevate the game so the kids understand how to stay out of the system. You know, you don't go around looking for trouble, because if you do, you're going to find it. And especially if you're going to go and, you know, like some of these people, James, it's unconscionable to me. I see them in the face of police officers. Police officers have weapons in their holsters, and these guys are carrying, you know, they've got carry permits, so they're legal to do that. But you're going to get in a policeman's face, and you've got a gun, and he's got a gun. Who do you think is going to win that battle?
Well, they think that they're perfectly safe because of the liberal policies, because of the holding back of the police. Look, in 1968, there were similar conditions. And there was the riot that took place at the Democratic Convention, and then the mayor of Chicago was highly criticized. To say this now sounds almost, barbaric. He issued a shoot-to-kill order.
Mm.
He issued, and that
yes.
included looters.
Yes.
And when he did that, of course, they were able to quell and end the riots. Now, what I'm saying is that when we use the proper terminology, we have an insurrection. We have an insurrection by people who want to destroy the institutions of our republic. That's why they went to Washington, D.C. That's why they defaced churches and monuments. And that's why they tried to break into the White House. And the fact is, this is a time to consider something that you will not hear a politician, they're afraid to say it. It's called martial law.
We're approaching it, James. We're approaching it.
Minneapolis should have had martial law.
Mm-hmm.
That city was under siege, and things were so dangerous, and both their feckless governor and feckless mayor, it is in the power normally of the governor to declare martial law. And there's questions about, you know, legality of martial law and that sort of thing. But they were hesitant to send out the National Guard at all. They have other
exactly.
options, and which they did do. They declared
yeah.
a state of emergency.
Well, this is the speedy Democrats that take everything, you know, handle everything so quickly, that keep bragging about how much better they would have done in handling the coronavirus, and there's no empirical evidence to tell you that they would have done it any faster. If anything, it would have taken them more time.
This is far more dangerous than the coronavirus, and it has to be stopped
exactly.
now.
We'll leave it at that. That pretty much sums it up. James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says in his words, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the U.S. by early next year. He made the prediction during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. Protests over the death of George Floyd continuing last night in many U.S. cities despite curfews. Many people were out past curfew in New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and Denver. But there were fewer incidents of violence and criminal activity than had been seen on previous nights. In Maryland's capital of Annapolis, the police chief from nearby Howard County and several officers joined a march calling for an end to police brutality.
These types of incidents embarrass our profession, and we want to show them that we support them in their legal ability to be out and to protest.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, I got to wonder if that spirit is very much alive and well. We're starting to get some pushback by the American people, we the people, which is absolutely critical if we're going to hold on to this democratic republic that started all those years ago, right? I mean, here it is. I mean, we are at a crossroads. And a moment and a choice can depend on, you know, what it is that we pass on to the next generation. I'm Bill Martinez. With us is Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. She's also a noted and celebrated columnist with the Washington Times as well. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good. I always look forward to our time together on these days, Jenny Beth, to, you know, break it down. You know, as James Herson, our legal analyst, was saying earlier, if you wanted to get COVID-19 off the headlines, all it requires is a little bit of rioting, right?
Yes, it seems that is what it took, but it's tragic circumstances, so that's what it says.
Well, but the fact of the matter is, I've likened it, I mean, now the fact that, you know, these riots are spreading overseas, I mean, this is like, we're dealing with two pandemics at the same time here.
We really are. But maybe we're not. Maybe the pandemic is part of the cause of the riots. And I'm not saying that each individual who is rioting is individually responsible for their own actions, mm-hmm. and people who are inciting it are responsible for inciting it. And the police who are overusing their power and harming Americans, and especially African Americans, are wrong and responsible for their behavior too. So I'm not taking away individual responsibility.
Exactly.
We're locking people in their homes indefinitely and not letting them move around or letting parents take their children outside to play and get fresh air, not letting kids in high school and college go to school, go to college, have hope for their future, create situations that are ripe for what we're seeing in this country right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree that this is contributing. We had said, and of course you and I talked about this before, that the angst would increase, that there would be violence, domestic violence would be on the increase. We know suicides has been on the increase. The sad part of all this is that we have, in an emotional response, we've absolutely endangered people all the more because now social distancing is out the window, people coming together. I mean, and some doctors and scientists are citing that we could end up with an unanticipated wave as a result and byproduct of all these riots.
Well, we could, or we could find out that exactly what many of us have been saying for weeks now, this virus is not as deadly as they thought. We know now much more than we knew in February and early March about who this virus kills. It's those who are at extremely high risk, who have comorbidity issues, people who have diabetes, hypertension, are obese, and sometimes it's the elderly, but generally it's the elderly who also have severe underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. That's what the virus attacks people with, those terrible underlying conditions. 80% of people who are 80 years old and older are never even hospitalized by this virus. Children don't die from it. People who are 24 years old and younger hardly die from it. And the same for children. There have been a few, so, and I know if it were my child, I would feel very terrible about it. And the children who have died from it had pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids who are out there protesting peacefully, the people who are out there rioting who are younger, even if they get this, they're not going to be terribly sick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ignored that. In our society, we've had these facts, but we haven't been getting them out to people. Over 50% of Americans are still afraid if they get coronavirus, they will die. And
right.
That's simply not the case.
Yeah, the morbidity numbers. I mean, you know, people claim they want science, but they ignore the obvious science. And what you're sharing right now is common sense. It's reasonable. And but yet the government has really failed us. I mean, what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx has thrust upon us has been has added to the fear level to such a degree. As you say, people are afraid to come out of their households right now for fear that they may catch the virus and die. But this is not happening. The numbers of bodies that were projected early on from the same group that gave us the models for global warming and what was supposed to happen. I mean, by now, half of the world was supposed to be underwater. Half the population was supposed to have been gone. Well, you know, why are we paying attention to people that weren't even right before in presenting models, but yet we use them to shut down the economy of the United States of America?
Well, we pay attention to them because they're considered the experts. And in a situation where you really don't know all the facts about a virus that's coming to our shores and you cannot trust the Communist Party of China,
right.
The Chinese Communist Party, when you cannot trust that, and when you watched what was happening with the healthcare system in Italy, which is completely socialized, and there is no free markets in their healthcare system. It is nothing like our healthcare system. But as you watch those, you wonder, oh my goodness, what will happen here? We need to figure out what's going on. I don't fault anyone for wanting to make sure that when the virus got here and we started dealing with it, we knew what was going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
So even if maybe I didn't like some of how things happened in the beginning, I understand that, and we don't know what may happen in the future with another virus. But locking everyone down, telling healthy people they cannot go about living their lives, That is, we haven't done that with any other virus ever.
Exactly.
It is destroying our country. Bill, I've interviewed doctors from around the country over the last week and a half. Mm-hmm. We started a new project called SecondOpinionProject.com. Mm-hmm. These doctors have told me how we've had more amputations in this country because people haven't been treated for wounds related to diabetes.
Yeah. People
have gone permanently blind. People have died from non-COVID issues because they either could not get care because hospitals were closed to them for their condition, or they were too afraid to go to the hospital.
Exactly.
And
I just spoke with a doctor myself this week, and he told me, he's a cardiologist, he said, Bill, you know that people, when they have a heart attack, they've got to get to the hospital because the clock is ticking. And I think the golden hour is the hour. They have got to get there. They are reticent to coming in. And to your exact point on what the other doctors are saying, it is complicating things. It is making things worse because people are even afraid to go to a hospital for treatment that they need. And they've been told all their lives that they need to have in the case of a cardiac, event.
That is exactly right. And the same thing happens for stroke patients. They have a precious little time to go get the treatment that they need. But if they get that treatment, they're going to be, strokes wind up being very treatable in this country. Mm. If they don't, they're tragic outcomes. And the biggest thing I can convey today is that if you're listening, if you're in this listening audience and you're sick or you have a family member who's sick, go to the doctor and make sure other people go watch these videos. We have over 100 videos we'll be posting over the next week and a half from doctors around the entire country. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my word for it, but listen to them and help us get the facts out, so that people quit being so afraid.
Yes. And the good news is these videos will stay up, unlike, that powerful video from those two doctors, if you remember, in Bakersfield, that were saying the numbers were way off, and YouTube decided to take them down because they weren't compliant with the WHO. The WHO, who was complicit with the Chinese communists in propagandizing the reporting of this whole outbreak when it first happened.
That is exactly right. And the doctors I spoke to had all heard about the two from Bakersfield. Even removed, people know about those doctors.
Well, fortunately, Jenny Beth, for the most part, I would say, though common sense is under attack, it's not dead. I mean, common sense is alive and well, and we need people to, the silent majority to speak up and exercise their common sense. It is needed now more than ever. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. So Jenny Beth, thank you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give Relia Quote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, here we are in America today dealing with what you could say are two pandemics. I mean, COVID-19 on one hand. We've got riots in the streets that are now going overseas as a result of the George Floyd murder. And, you know, I got to tell you, the number one question it seems these days that people are asking me, is God judging us? I say, hey, that's a good question. Is God judging us? Well, in his new book, Praying for America, Pastor Robert Jeffers is encouraging us to spend 40 days asking God to do his will and to bless America. And you're going to discover how to pray powerful prayers for God to bless and unite America in this inspiring guide from the senior pastor of First Baptist Church. Pastor Jeffers, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, that's the number one question they're asking me. You know, is God judging us, Pastor?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't pretend to know the mind of God, but I can look back in history, which I do, by the way, in this book, Praying for America. I share 40 inspiring stories from American history of how faith has made a difference. You know, I quote President Adams and President Lincoln. President Lincoln in 1863, when the nation was being torn apart by a civil war, said, "What is the problem?" he asked. And then he answered his own question by saying, "We have forgotten God." And he called for a national day of prayer. Adams called for a day of repentance and a return to our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever the cause of what we're experiencing now, this pandemic that has brought the world to its knees, the political division, the racial unrest, the solution is still the same. It's turning back to God. And that's what I'm trying to do in my book, Praying for America, is to give people a way to practically, as well as powerfully, pray for the nation we love.
We have to reconnect with the vision that God has given us. And that's why chapter one is so important. And you say, God's will to be done.
But that's exactly exactly right. And by the way, what is God's will? It's to save as many people as possible before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And I would just remind believers listening to this, we look at this unrest and this pandemic differently than non-Christians. We ought to see it as a prime opportunity to share Christ with people. You know, Paul, when he was in quarantine, actually in prison, in Philippians 1, he said, I rejoice in my circumstances, for they've turned out for the progress of the gospel. I know, Bill, in our own ministry, Pathway to Victory, since this pandemic closed our church March 15th, at least from physically meeting together, we've seen over 18,000 people make professions of faith in Jesus Christ, yes. Pathway to Victory. So it's God is using this for a great and glorious purpose.
You know, Pastor, I reminded our audience yesterday, if you go to the first chapter of Genesis, you read that the earth was dark and void, which really speaks of chaos where we are right now. But the good news is that God didn't forsake the earth then. He's not forsaking it now. And I thought it was quite interesting that here we are just celebrating Pentecost Sunday. And I am reminded that God is even now, as you say, and evidenced by the fact that so many people are responding to your message, responding to the gospel of Christ and saying, I'm in. I'm all in now. It is because the Holy Spirit is faithful and is hovering over the chaos right now to bring people in alignment to repentance, to understand that they fought themselves out, that they do not have the answer. Just as you answered me right away, said you do not claim to know, you know, what God is doing here, but there are certain things that we can be confident, and that is consistent with his character throughout time, is it not?
It is. And look, I mean, it's trite, but it's nevertheless true. The light shines brightest in the darkness. You know, people were operating under a false light. They had the idea that they were in control of their life. But, you know, if anything, this pandemic, these riots, everything that's happening reminds us that any thought that we control our life is just an illusion. You know, James said, come those of you who think, say, today we shall go to such and such a city and make a profit. You don't know what your life is like. It's like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes. You know, I thought, Bill, in January I made a list of all of the things I was going to do in the spring of 2020. I think God was laughing as I made my list. I mean, I haven't done any of those things. I've done different things, but not what I was planning to do.
Yeah, exactly, because the opportunity that we have here is to sync up with what God is doing, right, and co-labor with his plan and purpose. And as you say, you know, I'm with you. My objectives for this year are on the shelf right now, and I'm saying, God, bring me into alignment with what you're doing.
And that's what prayer is. It's about aligning our will with the will of God. And look, that's why I wrote Praying for America. I believe the most patriotic thing that we can do for the country we love is to pray for the country we love.
Yes.
And one of the things that you've seen in my book, when we say pray for America, these 40 chapters, they only take 5 minutes to read. It begins with a story from American history and then a prayer for a specific area of American life. To pray for America means to pray for our government leaders. It means to pray for our first responders. It means to pray for law enforcement officials. It's a way to pray for specific aspects of every component of American life.
You know, what I appreciate also about the book, as you say, is you share stories. Stories that the mainstream media are not going to report because they're religious in nature, we would say. But it reminds us again that we are not in control. And when you look back in history and you see the list of presidents and other heroes that we would acknowledge, how they turn to God in dire circumstances, and again, God delivered a nation and provided for us.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so interesting. There are names that we're not even familiar with whom God has used in a powerful way in our nation's history. One of my favorite chapters is chapters 39, when we talk about praying for spiritual revival in our country. I tell the story about a businessman in New York, 1857. His name was Joseph Lanthier, and he started a Bible study. He just felt called to start a Bible study on Wall Street, and he announced it. And the first day of the Bible study, six people showed up. And he thought, this isn't great, but where two or three are gathered, you know, they're, I am in their midst. Well, several weeks after he started that Bible study, there was a crash on Wall Street. The banks were closed for 2 months, and suddenly that Bible study of six people turned into 7,000 people meeting every day. And that revival spread from New York to Chicago and all over our nation just because of one person, one layman, who had a vision for spiritual renewal in America.
You know, Pastor, we've been talking also these last couple of months about an appointed time and appointed choices. And often in the Bible, we read where people miss their designated time, their appointed time, and the cost that is paid is so dire. And I believe that America is at that appointed time and choice to where we could potentially be the next great generation because of what we pass on to the next generation that fortifies them to realize, the baton and the passage of the American legacy.
That's right. And the baton is passed. The first people we pass that baton to is our own children and grandchildren. And I would just remind your listeners, Bill, that your children and grandchildren are looking at you for the way you respond to these crises we are facing. And they will remember your response to this crisis long after you and I are gone from this earth. And the most important legacy we can pass on to our children is one of a firm faith in God and believing that even when we can't see God's hand, we can trust his heart and know that he is working out a great and glorious purpose.
Well, according to recent surveys, and again, the mainstream media is not going to tell you a lot about this because it doesn't fit their current agenda. But this is why we're grateful, because this is by God's hand that we have a radio show like this. We have pastors like Pastor Robert Jeffers, who is a prolific writer. He seeks God. You know that when you talk to them, you have this sense that he is in the throne room of God, and he is sharing in revelation, and he shares that revelation, because we know that a people without revelation, without vision, will perish. And so we're grateful, Pastor, for your faithfulness. According to Americans, more Americans rank church as the number one priority for reopening. This is what they're realizing right now in the pain of all this chaos, the pandemic, is that they miss God's people. They miss coming to church on Sunday or Saturday. And this is according to the latest Scott Rasmussen poll.
Yes. And I tell you, I was so proud of President Trump about his call for churches to reopen safely, yes, but to reopen. And he said, America needs more prayer, not less prayer right now. And I think that's true. We're opening, by the way, this coming Sunday at First Baptist Church, right, Dallas. We're the only mega church in Dallas proper that is actually opening up. We're going to do it in a safe way, but it's time for God's people to get back together.
And I got to tell you, I know there was a lot of uproar about the president going to St. John's church there, that iconic church in Washington, D.C. I was not offended by that. I was encouraged by his presence there. Were you?
Oh, let me tell you something. St. John's, I actually preached the inauguration sermon for President Trump at St. John's Church.
Oh, wow.
It's the church of the president. Every president since Madison has visited there. And for him to stand in front of that church that 24 hours earlier, anarchists had tried to burn to the ground, he was saying to the entire nation, I'm not only standing with this church, I'm standing with all churches against those who would try to destroy them. It was a powerful symbol.
Well, you need to get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen, Praying for America. Senior pastor at First Baptist Church, Robert Jeffers, has done it again. He blesses us immensely. The book is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor, for you, all the churches across America, around the world, we pray God's blessing. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us to repentance in such a grand way that we will know undeniably it is only by the hand of God. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.